An important part of the Learning to Breathe program involves psychoeducation. Some fundamentals about the nature of and relationships between thoughts and feelings are the focus of an activity called the Big Event. Teachers read a story with two different endings and guide students to notice how their minds create stories and come to conclusions naturally. This activity also helps students explore how thoughts and feelings are connected, how different people can perceive the same thing in different ways, and how thoughts can be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral in tone. You might be wondering about the use of pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral here. In teaching Learning to Breathe, we try to avoid using the terms good and bad, or positive and negative, because these terms reduce willingness and openness to acknowledge thoughts and feelings without trying to suppress them. Of course, this doesn't mean we should feel free to act on every thought we have, but we can acknowledge what's here right now. From the perspective of mindfulness, all experience comes with a feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And using these terms may help us acknowledge thoughts and feelings before reacting, in order to act with wisdom and balance.